Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and then also 1 Peter 1. Nehemiah 8 and 1 Peter 1. We began some weeks ago on a series we're called The Joy of Faith. The Joy of Faith. And if you haven't been with us on these previous times, then I believe it would behoove you, benefit you to go online. It won't cost you anything. And around here we have a saying, no cost means
no excuse.
No excuse for not knowing it, not getting it, not having it. Can't say you couldn't afford it.
That's right.
And in Nehemiah 8, the people had backslidden. They had gotten away from God. And under the leadership of Nehemiah, they were coming back. And one of the things they did is they had a day where they read the Word of God for hours and hours. And then the priest came and taught on what had been read. And they basically had a whole day of the Word of God. And the Bible said in verse 9, Nehemiah 8, 9, Nehemiah, which is the Teshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. So what'd they tell them? They're crying, they're mourning, they're upset. What'd the ministers tell them? Stop it. Quit it. Quit mourning. Quit crying. Because all the people was crying. Verse 10. And he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. Send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joy is a force.
Yes. Amen.
It is life force. And the more joy, the more stronger, the more better, the more gooder. Huh?
Yes.
Well, what does depression do to you? Just the opposite. We read in 2 Corinthians, where it said the sorrow of the world works death.
Yes.
Now, this is not just somebody's theory. The sorrow, hopeless, sorrowing, depression drains you.
Yes.
Joy quickens you.
Yes.
These are not theories. This is Bible fact.
Yes. Amen.
Said out loud, the joy of the Lord,
the joy of the Lord
is
my strength.
Let's say it together. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it again. The joy of the Lord is my strength. One more time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It is my strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not just up to the Lord how joyful we are. It's our choice.
Yes.
What we yield to.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he tell them right here, quit mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Quit crying. Did he tell them that?
Yes, he did.
Quit being sorrowful. What does that mean? You can. If the Lord told you to quit doing that, he wouldn't tell you to quit doing something you couldn't quit doing.
That's right.
He would know it. Now, I'm not claiming I'd do better than you, but I know if you and I did what the Lord told us to do, we would rejoice in the Lord always, and again, we would rejoice. Is that right? We would bless the Lord at all times. His praise would continually be in our mouth. We would rejoice evermore. We would give thanks in everything. Is that right? Can you do it? The devil will tell you you can't. This is too hard. This is too bad. You just can't. You're just overwhelmed. He's a liar.
That's right.
I said, he's a liar?
Amen.
He's not the greater one. The greater one's in you.
Amen.
That means you can rejoice.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say it out loud. I can rejoice.
I can rejoice.
In any situation.
In any situation.
I can. I can. I can praise God. I can give glory to God. In every situation. I'm not talking about giving thanks for failure or sin or destruction. I'm talking about giving thanks for God. He's my life. He's my strength. And for every one thing that's not good, there's a thousand things that is good. It just depends on what you choose to look at. We look not at those things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Hallelujah. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And when you're doing that, you're rejoicing.
Thank you, Lord.
There's plenty to rejoice about. Go with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1. Is what we're talking about, is it relevant?
Yes, it is.
Are there a lot of church-going people that are just sad sacks?
Yes, there are.
Is it okay?
No.
It's not okay. It actually is a bad witness.
Yes, it is.
I said it's a bad witness. We are the light of the world. We're going around depressed all the time is a dim light. And there's a lot of folks, they're not Christians, think they don't want to be Christians because they have relatives that are. And they think if being a Christian is being like this one or that one in their family, then forget it. I don't want to go around judging everybody all the time, mad at everybody all the time, upset, depressed, defeated. But that's not being a real Christian. Being a Christian is being a Christian. Being a Christian is being like the Christ. And the Christ is the anointed one.
Amen.
And he was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness above all of his companions.
Amen.
So, well, he was a man of sorrows for a few hours while he took our place. And then overcame it all. But prior to that, and since then, Jesus is not sorrowing right now at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
No. No. And when he said it is finished, he's talking about everything that needed to be done for you and I to be completely redeemed and saved and free and victorious has been done. What remains for us but praise, praise and thanks and giving glory. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed. We are the victorious ones. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. Why shouldn't we be smiling and laughing and shouting and giving thanks? Breaking into song and dancing. Why shouldn't we be?
That's right.
And when people see that, I'm not talking about a bunch of fake stuff, but when they see the real thing in us, and they see it didn't come from a pill, it didn't come from a bottle, it didn't come from possessions, they'll realize that's what they're looking for. That's what you can't find it anywhere else. Hallelujah. And that is the spirit of faith. in 2 Corinthians, he talks about the spirit of faith, and he talks about troubled on every side, but not distressed. And he goes through a list, and one of them says, knocked down, but not knocked out.
Amen.
And you can't defeat a person like that. You cannot. I mean, I don't care if they're tangled up in the ropes in the ring with a bloody nose and on the mat, and it looks to everybody like it's done, and they look through the blood and smile and go, I'm winning. I'm winning. I've already won in Jesus. You can't defeat a man like that. You can't defeat a woman like that. And you think God's going to let a man or woman like that go down? Trust in Him, believe in Him, He'll always cause you to triumph. 1 Peter 1, are you there? Verse 5, 1 Peter 1, 5 says, you're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you what? Greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, this is the perfect example. Can you, when you feel heaviness and you've got all kind of problems, can you greatly rejoice in the middle of that?
Yes, yes.
And wouldn't that be great faith?
Yes.
When everybody else is crying and giving up, and you feel some of the same things, and yet you're rejoicing, you don't believe this is the end.
That's right.
That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, verse 8, having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice. Say that out loud. Believing, you rejoice. Believing, you do what?
Rejoice.
When you're believing, you rejoice. And in this case, He said, with joy unspeakable, inexpressible, and full of glory. The Lord gave me this phrase years ago, doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. How am I doing in my faith walk? It's not hard to discern. How much joy do you have? How much peace do you have? The more faith you're walking in, the more joy you have. The more peace, regardless of the circumstances.
Yes,
and when you have no joy and you have no peace, you're not in faith anymore.
Right.
You've given up. You've cast away your confidence. You don't believe there's anything to look forward to. Oh, but when you trust God, there's always a whole lot to look forward to. How many believe our best days are ahead of us, in front of us? Do you believe it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.